spoke a little about we spoke about Shaviat Nafshi Chetechet Yisura. I'd like just to briefly review in brief the discussion that we had yesterday, and maybe throw in one or two new things. Basically, what we said yesterday is that there's this halacha of Shaviat Nafshi Chetechet Yisura, which says that if a person says something, he can create an issa for himself. Shaviat Nafshi Chetechet Yisura. If a man says, Pesach Pesach Matzasi, he can make an issa. If a person says, this meat is treif, he makes an issa. So yesterday we had two explanations of Shaviat Nafshi. One, what we called a neder, that a person can make something asa that was not asa before. Just like if a person swears, I'm not going to have anah for my object, even for someone else's object, it's binding. The same thing, Shaviat Nafshi Chetechet Yisura. A person could say something and be Shaviat Nafshi, could create on himself a new iser. That's the mahalach of neder. And the other mahalach was that Adam Neman al Atzmai Yaisim Emeya Edim, which the Tzai says comes from Gzeres HaKosov. Gzeres HaKosov that teaches us by Din Emunis that a person is believed to say he owes someone else money. We learn out of a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Ki Hu Zeh. So that pasuk says Adam Neman al Atzmai Yaisim Emeya Edim, which is by Mamin, applies to Isser as well. And by Isser also, a person is believed. That was the second mahalach we had yesterday. So there are two mahalachim, either al neder or al nemanis. So what I told you yesterday is that each of the two mahalachim has its mailah and its chesraitis. It's mailahs and its chesraitis. What's the problem with neder? Problem with neder is that we had a few kashas. We had, I think, three kashas. And we say, Alts Neder, first of all, it's your health to be Matan Neder. And second of all, which is the Ktsaisis Kasha, it's your health to be Matan Neder. And second of all, you didn't say a Lashon Neder, which is maybe who this Kasha. If you didn't say a Lashon Neder, so there was no Lashon Neder. And the third Kasha was from Shabbos and on Monday. Someone says, today is Shabbos. It doesn't make sense that it's Shaviat Nafshi. But if it's a neder, it should be Shaviat Nafshi, and it's not logical. If someone says on Monday, today is Shabbos, then it should be Shaviat Nafshi. If you learn neder, then it should be. So these are the three problems that we had with neder. And whoever I spoke to since yesterday, nobody in this year that spoke to me at least, liked the first mahalach better. That it's neder, because these kashas seem to be fatal kashas. They seem to be kashas they can't answer. How are you going to answer? You can't be matan neder. You know, it's a kasha. So, at least those of you who are brave enough to talk to me about it didn't. The pshat of neder sort of got pushed away. It seemed that the second mahalach had a maila, doesn't have any of these kashas. The problem that I mentioned yesterday with neder, which in my understanding is a logic problem. My problem I had with Nemanis, I mean with the Pshat of Nemanis, was that I don't understand how a Bezdin could sit there and be down on a piece of meat, and the Sheikh had said it's treif, after he already was given away or sold. The Sheikh had says it's treif. So the din is the Bezdin paskins, that for me it's mutter, and for you it's aser. I don't see in Svara how that makes sense. The Bezdin should say, I'm going to eat it, and Bezdin's prepared to eat it. And they tell the Sheikh who said it's treif, for you, it's not mutter. For you, it's not mutter.
Same problem you have when you have the coldest part and the roomest part. The same with the one piece of meat. And Bezdin has a set of rules. It has to...
Oh, okay, so let me deal with that. 1 second. Just the if you learn neder, it's obviously not a problem. If you learn neder, it's no problem. Bezdin says, for me it's mutter, I didn't make a neder. For you it's aser, you did make a neder. Right? Obviously,
really
if you learn neder, it's not a problem. The problem is the pshat of nemanis. Yes?
Bezdin's not passing on me. The passing on him. So the Yemen is also the best, and Taka is not also. They're not also that the meat itself is also. They're also that he's also for the meat.
Interesting way of looking at it. The truth is, I don't want to make it more confusing than it is, but in yeshiva, sometimes these two mahalchim are called, and that the first mahalch, that it's a neder, is a chefza, that you're creating, that the chefetz is iser. And the second mahalch, to say that Adam Neman al Atzmai, is an iser gavra, in other words, the piece is kosher, but it's a din in the gavra that he's not allowed to eat it. Right? It's not a steer to what I told you till now. It's just an explanation, right? So what bothered me was, how could it be that Bezin's going to say, for me it's mutter, and for you it's us? So what Yaki's tried to answer, what a few people tried to answer, it's interesting, a number of people compared it to the case we had once before. When you have a behema that's shechted, you shecht the behema, right? The case was they shechted seven behemas and they sold two and a half, the three and a half were still there, and then they found one was treif. Right? We had that case. We said whatever was sold, called the parish Maruba parish. So whatever was sold is mutter. And whatever is still in the butcher store, called Kavur Kamechza Mechza, is awesome. So we had a case where half a behema, which was sold already, is mutter. And the half a behemoth, which is still in the butcher store, is aser. We discussed this case last month. So there, it's also a stira. What was parish was mutter, and what's still in the butcher store is aser. It's the same behemoth. So a lot of so you might want to argue that the same thing here. It's the same piece of meat. For the Bez Din is allowed to eat it, and the people out of Bez, the sheikhid is not allowed to eat it. So it comes out. So Bez Din paskens, for me it's mutter, and for you it's aser. Is that mistaver? Is that a davar mistaver? The Bez Din paskin, for me it's mutter, and for you it's aser, because it works out that way. There's a din of shaviyah nafshei. So for you it's okay, for you it's aser. I'm ready to eat it. So maybe it is mistaver. Makes sense to you. If you learn out neder, that it's a nuwisa and the chayfitz, then I understand it. Bezin says, look, you made a neder, for you it's asa. If I would have made a neder, it would be asa for me. I happen not to, so for me it's mutter. I have no problem with a neder. Well, let's say you have a kayin, you have truma. Kayin says, for me it's asa, for you it's asa. Of course. But here, there's no neder. You learn the second mahal, there's no neder. Just the question, is this kosher meat or is it not kosher meat? That's only the only question. Does it come from a shechted animal or not? Or maybe that wasn't shechted. So Bezin's going to say, for me, I assume it came from a shechted animal. Halach is, I could assume it is. And for you, the halach is, you have to assume it's not. So since you claim to have seen it, so you have to follow your what you saw, and I follow what I saw. So is that the satisfying thing for you? You understand that? It could be that way. No?
It's much easier than the case of the behemoth, because there you have to actually say the faith itself is partially also partially mutter, while here you're saying one person is usher, one person is mutter.
Yeah, he's saying the piece itself, Gabi me is kosher, and Gabi him is neveh. Well, it's not that great.
It's not that we act towards the person.
Let's say it's so. What would be the din? I'm the best. I'm allowed to eat it. Okay, and you're not allowed to eat it. Shaviyah nafsha. Am I allowed to fool you into eating it? Can I, let's say, take this and throw it into your chalent, and you won't notice? You know? Am I allowed to do it to you?
It's not that the chayv
itself is answered. It's that, I guess maybe it's like a derabbanan.
Right now, it's a derabbanan. Shaviyah nafsha is a derabbanan. Shaviyah nafsha is a derabbanan. Again, we're in Bez Din. Bez Din paskins, for me it's mutter, for you it's aser. What would you say logically? Am I allowed to fool you into eating it. You're the one who said it's isser.
That's been passed down, that it's awesome. For him, now it's awesome.
For right? him, it's awesome. For me, it's mutter.
For me to give it to him might be the rabbanon. For him to eat it himself, it's the right. So for me, now it might be the rabbanon. That's insane.
Well, if it's say,
for him, he can't eat it. That's insane. He can't eat it.
If I cannot, he can't give him wine.
Nazir, I can't give wine because it's aser. But if I believe that this is a shechted animal, how could it be that I'm not allowed to eat it? That I am allowed to eat it, and I'm not allowed to give it to him to eat? I don't see the logic in it.
A nazir,
it's the same Torah. You said Hareini Nazir. If I would have said Hareini Nazir, I wouldn't be allowed to eat. I just didn't say Hareini Nazir.
So it's another lach.
But here, like we both have the same Torah in the Veil of Lo
Sechelu. But by Mamanus, it says that you can apply, you can, according to the text, you can apply Mamanus. Oh, here, just like it does Balik Meir and Dami, so here also, it applies just as well. So we also have the same lach, and the same lach will apply to us.
It's true. If I would have said that I saw that it's us, it would be us. That's true. But it's still. So what is it? It's a new issa called Shavi Anafshe. And this person's eating something which is an issa of Shavi Anafshe. So Shavi Anafshe, take an issa. It's not, is it Nevela? If I'm allowed to eat it, I can't be, it's Nevela. So it's not Nevela. I'm allowed to eat it. And yet, I can't give it to you. Now the reason I can't give it to you is because it's Nevela. No, then I'd be allowed to give it to you because I believe it's not Nevela. So I can't give it to you because this is new Avera called Shavi Anafshe.
If he didn't come to Bezdin, and he thinks it's awesome, he didn't come to Bezdin. So if I had given it to him, then it wouldn't be a problem. If I had tripled eating it. Now that Bezdin said in the past that it's, for him it's fair or whatever, then he can't eat it. Then I can't give it to him.
So let me ask you. Well, what do you think, logically? Can we take a vote? What do you think logically? I'm allowed to give it to him, I'm not allowed to give it to him. How many people feel you're not allowed to give it to him? Huh? How many people feel you are allowed to give it to him? One person. See, a lot of people either don't know what I'm talking about or are afraid to vote with the losers. What do you think? Come on. It's not like such a complicated question. Bezin Paskins, for me, it's mutter. For the sheikh who said he saw it, it's aser. You have to. You can't understand it unless you take one side or the other in this argument. You have to take. You don't understand if you don't have one side or the other. If you keep it on that, I mean, you have to take an opinion. You can't just sit on the fence. What? I didn't see it's hard to understand. It's what your opinion is. That's all. So you think it's us. So we had about 10 people who said it's aser, one person who said it's mutter, and about everybody else who's uncommitted.
Bezin believes it's mutter.
And Bezin said he's not allowed to eat it.
It's aser.
Right, yeah. He has a mishka.
It's not their opinion.
So are they allowed to give it to him or not?
They would give it to him, but he doesn't want to give it to him.
No, he's a person who walks into Bezin. And he tells us, I saw its treif, watch out. She say, look, if you say you saw its treif, she can't eat it. I don't believe you. So could Bezin give it to him to eat? Could they fool him into eating it? Or sneak it into a sandwich, you know, or sneak it into his pot? I think it's mutter, it's awesome. You vote with the majority who's convinced. What?
It's
I said, I want to ask all of you who say it's awesome. See, what I want to point out to you is the problem. Believe it or not, I'm not looking to confuse you. I'm looking to make it clear. I'm looking to make it clear what the two tzadim here are. All right. Now, everybody who's not sure, and those who didn't vote, I think there's some who are not sure and some who have no clue. So for those who are not sure, let's make believe it's aser. As a majority voted that it's aser. That means I'm the Bezdin, and you're the Sheikhit. And you came in, you said, whatever I shechted yesterday was treif. So I tell you, you have no nemanis, it's not your meat anymore. Go home. I'm giving a hechsher on the meat. This Bezdin, they're putting a stempel on the meat, it's kosher, right? Even though the Sheikhit said it's treif. That's the din. So for the Sheikhit, it's awesome. So we're going to say now, could I give it to the Sheikhit? I believe it's mutter. Am I allowed to give it to the Shaykhit? So say no. Because for a Shaykhit it's Asr. The Psak was, for the Shaykhit it's Asr, and for me it's Mutter. So I can't give it to the Shaykhit. Right? I'm not allowed to give it to the Shaykhit because for him it's Isr. Is the Shaykhit allowed to give it to me?
Yes.
The Shaykhid. Did the Shaykhid give it to me? So he could give it to me or he can't give it to me? He could give it to me.
We don't allow this.
He's allowed to give it to me. He's allowed to give it to me. That's what you said before. Do I give it to me? Is not I give it to me?
No.
Huh?
Yeah.
No. Why not? Yeah, but he's allowed to give it to a cat. So why can't he give it to me? After me, it's mutter. So he feels that Bezin made a mistake. Since he feels that Bezin made a mistake, so he can't give it to me. What you're saying is true. He really, Lamais is not going to be able to give it to me because in his heart he knows that Bezin made a mistake. So it's like a side reason why he can't give it to me. And that's true. What? Now if he himself knows he's lying, then of course he can give it to me. Right? The case is where he knows he's telling the truth. No, he knows he's telling the truth, but he's not believed in Bezin. So it's true, because since... Alright, so this question wasn't a fair question. In the Chiddush of Shmuel, he brings this Shaila. If he could give it to someone else, he says he can't give it to someone else. That's Pashit. Pashit can't give it to someone else. I don't know, I'm getting... What? Because by a Nazir, the facts are clear. He's a Nazir and this is wine. So it's very clear, I can't give him wine, I could drink wine. Here, the facts are that clear. Every Shavya Nafshe is a case of fact. Fact means, he said it's Nevela, and I say it's not Nevela. The Psak is that way. The fact is either it's Nevela, it's not Nevela. The physical fact is only one way. Psak is a split Psak. That he's not allowed to eat it, and I am allowed to eat it. So I'm telling you is that it's problematic, because the whole setup seems to be a problem. That for me it's Mutter, for you it's Asr. Okay, Al Kaponim, this is the Shackle of Itaria.
You're saying that it depends on what he thinks. So he knows that it's sure fair.
Yeah.
The other way also, they know that it's sure mutter, so why should they be able to give it to him?
Why should they?
The other people.
They don't know for sure.
Bezin Paskin, they're going to
the Bezin. The Psaki is that it's mutter. They don't know the fact, but they know it good. They know it well enough to eat it. I don't understand. If they know it well enough to eat it themselves, how could it be that they can't give it to the other person? And let me tell you, just not to keep you in suspense, the Pisrei Tshuva in Evan Ezrusim in Kuftez Vav, I think it was Sivkotin Nun Zayin, says that the Rosh says that Bezdin forces him not to eat it. Not only is Bezdin not allowed to give it to him, but if they see him eating it, they have to stop him. They see him eating it, they have to stop him. If you learn Nadar, it's Pashit. They see him being over Nadar, they have to stop him. Very Pashit the Rosh. If you learn their Manis, why does Bezin have to stop him? What? Bezin has to stop him. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says Bezin doesn't have to stop him. In Kaifan Isim. They don't force him. The Rambam doesn't say clearly if you're allowed to give it to him. At least he says we don't force him not to eat. Alright, so the way that you're arguing that we understand their manas is just like the case of the two halves of the animal, it's a psak like a vadai. For him it's vadai yasser, and for Bezin it's vadai mutter. Alright, it's a stira, that's the way halacha works out. That's basically what you're saying.
He comes to the Bezin, he knows the truth, and he says it's mutter, Bezin says it's awesome.
Yeah, if two Eidim say it's Asr, and he knows for himself that it's Mutter, see, that's not dependent on Shavya Nafshe, because a person can't create Heter. person, that's dependent on a different shayla. Whether a person, if I know that these two Adam are lying, it's kosher meat. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt. They told me beforehand, they hate the owner of the butcher store, they're going to, we might see lies, I'll say it's treif. And two Adam say it's treif. And I know it's kosher. But yeah, a shadow of a doubt. So the question is, am I allowed to go into my room and pull down the window blinds? Because if Adam see me eat it and give me asra, I'll get malchus, right? And eat it in my own privacy of my own home. So that is dependent on a different shayla. That's a shayla of whether I have to honor a psak of bezdin where I know it's a toss. Okay, that doesn't depend on shavi anashe.
See,
there, if I know it's kasha, it's mistaver. If you know it's kasha, you can eat it. Mistaver, you can fool people to eating it. What? Do you see? Because shavi anashe is a koyach a person has to make isurim. There's this chiddush that Adam Neman al Atzmai, a person, whether it's he can create a sechefza like Nadarim, or create a issur just on himself like the Adam Neman al Atzmai. It's a chiddush atayra. It's not something we would say just in Stam Svar. It's a chiddush atayra that a person could say about himself, could say such things. Well, what a number of fellows here are arguing is that Shavi Anafshi makes that it's not a stira. We could say for me it's mutter, for you it's aser. The Torah said that's how you pask him. Just like the two halves of the animal. The Torah said called the parish muruk, parish kokum, kamel tzamechza. So same thing here. The Torah said that for me it's mutter, and for you it's Shavi Anafshi. The Torah created such a power. Tremendous finish this power. The Torah created such a power. Shavi Anafshi. It's a very big chiddush. You know, it's almost like a musa shmuz, shavi anafshe. No? A person says something, it's binding on him. It's binding on him. It's not almost a musa shmuz, it is a musa shmuz. What? See, if it's nether, I'm asking to you. But the question is, if it's not a nether.
If you have to have something, that's not one person.
By Nazir, see, there's no problem by Nazir. Because by Nazir, the Torah set up the rules. And by Kayin, the Torah set up the rules. Here, I'm creating it by saying, I saw it's Isser. Right? It doesn't bother you, fine. That's what that's the argument now. That it's that's Gufa Shavya Nash is, because that's because of Shavya Nash. Tzais, in Simon Lama Dalet, has a kasha on this pshat of Nemanis. His kasha is that if two Edim say the meat is kosher, and the person says the meat is treif, if two Edim say it's kosher, and he says the meat is treif, so it's still aser. So the psak is that it's aser. He doesn't say where he got the psak from, that he brings that there's such a din. It's aser to this person. Two Edim say it's kosher. He says it's treif, it's still aser.
So Rachel, for example, Rachel, you can say that you ate chelev, but the person can't, but that was by accident. He said, you can say I did it on purpose.
If he has a migu, he can say I did it on purpose. Here, he doesn't really have any migu. Right? There, so the Tzai says it's aser. He says it's shver. He blabs at tzarchi, and why is it aser? Why is it aser? If two items say it's mutter, so what does that mean, you're nema? But according to the way we're learning now, this pshat that a number of you have said, that shaviyah nafshei, it's not a stira. For him, it's aser, the Tzai gave mekayach shaviyah nafshei, and for the whole world, it's mutter. If you go with this mahalach, then you could explain it, and it says kasha is not so shver. Because taka, Edim say it's mutter, it's taka mutter, it's not nevela. But when he said, Shavya Nashu di Surah, he's not an atzmai, the Torah gave him such a power, like to create an Issa Gavra, an Issa on himself, and that's the power of Shavya Nashu.
Doesn't the Gemara say anyways that the Pesach is Kishne Edim? So it's right that, so Edim always, you know,
can't. No, not Mamish to Edim. Here with Shabbos to two people will
confess.
But that's all right. It's all right. Kind of fits. So it fits in well. That he's believed. It fits right. In well. That he's believed. Okay. Now we still have to get back to a few things. I just want. I want to go straight to the Rosh because it's connected, as you'll see in a minute. The Rosh in Simi Yud Ches asks, what's the case here? What is the lady saying? The man says, Pesach Pesach Matzasim. Now let's say he's an Eshes Kayin. The man says, Pesach Pesach Matzasim. What is the woman saying? What's she saying? Now let's see. If she says, I deny it. It wasn't Pesach Pesach. So then the Gemara certainly makes sense. Also, he brings the Tamidei Rabbeinu Yaina who say that our whole Gemara, our whole sugya is talking, but she denies it. She says it wasn't Pesach Pesuach. What are you talking about? He says it was. She says it wasn't. So that's our sugya. And we say Shavi Anashe Chaticha Disu. What happens if she comes into Besdin and she says it's Taka true? It's Emes what you said. It wasn't Pesach Pesuach. And I didn't tell you, but someone was mezana with me before we were married. Someone was taka mezana with me, but it was before we got married. So there's no problem. I'm not osa to you. Not osa to you. Does she have any nemonis? Is she nemon? Why not? Well, normally you need two aiden. Tava shabari is two aiden. So the Rosh quotes from Talmidim of Rabbeinu Yaina. They said that Rabbeinu Yaina said that she's believed. Rabbeinu Yaina said she's believed because she's a Bari and he's a Shema. She says, I know it was Pesach Pesuach, but it was before we got married. And he is a Shema. He says, look, I know it's Pesach Pesuach, but I don't know when. So Rabbeinu Yaina paskin that she's believed. That's the Pesach of Rabbeinu Yaina. So first the Rosh says that it's a mistake. He argues first. He says, Talmud Taya Kasva. The beginning of the Rosh, and he goes into six or seven lines of arguing that Bari Vishema Bari Yare Adif is only in Dine Mamin. It's only in Dine Mamin. When we argue over money, Bari Vishema Bari Yare. But in Dine Yisr, we don't say Bari Vishema Bari Yare. And then, in the last line of the Rosh, he's maskim, he agrees to Rabbeinu Yaina, says, afterwards I realized there's a raya from Daf Yud Gimel, and Taka, Bari Yadav. That's what it says in the Rosh. So the Rosh paskins like this Rabbeinu Yaina, who at first he held was not Mistaver, but at the end, he backs down from his arguing, and he's maskim with Rabbeinu Yaina that she's Nama. The Rajba says the same thing, the Chidushay Rajba. But he says, listen to his reason. He says, not Al-Tbari Bishama, but because Eid Echad Neman Bisur. Why is she believed? Because Eid Echad Neman Bisur. That's what the Rajba says. She's believed to say, as Mizana before we were married, because Eid Echad Neman Bisur. So what?
Even a lady?
Even a lady is believed by Isur. Come home, your wife serves you supper, you believe her it's Kasha. Eid Echad Neman Bisur. So the kasha on the Rashba is, it's a pella. This is not Isurim. This is Davish Abarva. What does he mean? Eid Echad Neman Bisurim. Eid Echad Neman Bisurim? This is not Isurim. This is Davish Abarva. Dain Davish Abarva Pachas Mishnayim. Davish Abarva needs two Eidim. The Torah says, Al Pishnei Eidim by Davish Abarva. So how can he call it an Isser? So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says a beautiful pshat. He says, is this a davar she'erva? A man walks into Bez and he says, Pesach Pesuach Matzasim. Why is he Neman? Bezdin doesn't believe him. Why is he Neman? Only because Shavi Anashi Chaticha Disura. Right? We don't know that she was Mizana. We don't know that she was Mizana. Do we have any rayas she was Mizana? No. A man walks into Bez, he says, Pesach Pesuach Matzasi. Be'etzem, he's not believed. The only Isser is why? Because Shaviyah Nafshei Chatichet Isura. So why is this woman Asa to him? Why is she Asa to him? She's Asa to him because of Dinei Erva? Or because of Dinei Shaviyah Nafshei Chatichet Isura? It's not a Davish of Erva. If he says Pesach Pesach Mitzasi, he has no Nemanis. It's only Asa Kishaviyah Nafshei Chatichet Isura. The din of Shaviyah Nafshei Chatichet Isura is Dinei Yisur. It's not Dinei Erva. Shaviyah Nafshei Chatichet Isura is Gzeres HaKos of Kiyuzah. That a person could create Isurim. So Memela, this is not a Davish of Erva Dika case. It's an Isur case. It's Dinei Yisur. So the Raj was right. Hidechadam Bisur. Going to stick a tarot. So what are we saying? What we're saying is this. He walks up to Bez and he says, Pes Pesach Mitzasi. She says, it wasn't Tachnav. She's believed. Because what did he create? What type of Isser? An Isser Erva? No. He created an Isser of a Davish of Erva. He created an Isser of Shaviyah Nafshei. So the Eid Echad is believed to say that this is Mutter. So the Eid Echad is saying, that it was not Tachtav. She's coming and she's saying, it's true as Pesach Pesuah. But it wasn't Tachtav, so there's no problem.
It's not a mixture.
Is it a mixture?
She's coming, she's saying, she's talking about Dovah Shabbat.
He's talking also about Dovah Shabbat, right? And she's talking. But she, what Isser is she trying to remove? Is it Davish Be'er V'Isser? What Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says is this. If two Eidim would walk into Beis Din and say she's not a Besula, two Eidim would come in, they say we know for sure that she's not a Besula. And then she would say, it's true I'm not a Besula, but it wasn't Tachtav. So she wouldn't be believed. So that's a Davish of Erev. Two Eidim said she was Mizana. And we don't know when. The Safik Deras Lachomra. She can't marry a Kayin. So she can't take that off by saying it wasn't Tachtav. So if two Eidim say she's not a Besula, she can't remove it by saying it wasn't Tachtav. However, if there are no Eidim, only the husband saying that she's not a Besula, so now, Zakhar Chaim Shmulevitz, that's not a Davish of Erva. That's Shaviyah Nafshei Chatichet Isura. That's a case of Shaviyah Nafshei. Shaviyah Nafshei is an Isur Dikadin. It's the Chiddush of the Torah. The Torah created new Isurim. That Isur on Shaviyah Nafshei, Erechadam of Isur. Interesting pshat. It's an interesting pshat. So what Chaim Shmulevitz learns is that our Gemara is not Erva. The Rush learns that it's Bari V'Shem. The Rush, Shem Rabbeinu Yaina, learns not like the Rush. The Rajba learned Kasei Rechanam B'Yisurim. The Rush and Rabbeinu Yaina hold this is not Yisurim, it's Erva. But by Erva, Bari V'Shem or Bari Yadav. That's how the Rush learns. So Rav Shach has a very interesting kasha on the Rush. In our Gemara, just before we get to Rav Shach, in our Gemara, what are we saying? It will be a Eishes Yisrael. And the husband says, Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi, what's it in? Gemara. If it's a regular Eishes Yisrael, the husband says, Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi, what's it in? She's mutter. Why is she mutter? Svek sveka. She's mutter. So he said Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi. What did she say? Quinter Rabbeinu Yaina. What's the case? He says Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi. She says, you're lying. It wasn't Pesach Pesuach. So they're having the first fight. He says Pesach Pesuach. She says, not true. So the halacha is, she's mutter. Because Svek sveka. Safek tachtav, safek not tachtav. Safek ratzin, safek ayas. Okay, that's the Gemara. Frektor Shach, we have a rule that Kala Aimer Loi Lovisi Kaim Aloi Parati. Which means, if I come into Bezdin and I say, you owe me money, I lent you money. And you say, I never borrowed. And I bring Edim that you borrowed. Now you have to pay. Now let's say I came into Bezin with you. I said, you owe me money. And you said, Lo Visi, I never borrowed. And then I bring Edim that you did borrow. Could you now say, it's true I borrowed, but I paid? You can't say that, you know why? Because Kava Aimer, Lo Visi, Kaimer Lo Parati. If when I said you owe me money, you said you never borrowed, so obviously if you would have paid, you would have said you borrowed and you paid. You said you never borrowed, you're saying I never paid. You're implying you never paid. That's a rule in Shas. Well, let's see. Let's see. This is by mom. Gemara's case is by mom. Rav Shach brings other cases where you do the same thing. He asks why we don't do it here too. He walks into Bez and he tells his wife, Pesach Pesach Matzah. So she says, it's not true. It wasn't a Pesach Pesach. So Bezdin Paskins, what's it din? She mutter to him? Yes. Why? Svek Sveka. Maybe Bainis, maybe Baratzim. Maybe Tata, maybe not Tata. Rav Shach, 1 minute. How can you say maybe Bainis? If she says, I was never Mizana. She's saying, well, it was not true. It wasn't Pesach Pesach. She's saying, I was never Mizana. Isn't she saying that I wasn't an Einis? If she would have been an Einis, she would say so. Just like Kaim Aloy Lavisi, Kaim Aloy Parati. That if it would have been Parati, you would say so. The fact that you didn't say so is circumstantial evidence. That's not true. Why don't we say the same thing by this lady? She walks into Bezdin. She says, you're a liar. It's not true. It wasn't Pesach Pesach. So why don't we say, aha! She's saying it wasn't Pesach Pesach. Must be that she was Mizana Tachtov. Because if it wasn't Tachtov, why doesn't she say so?
And
if it was Ba'ainis, why doesn't she say so? To say which one?
Nanasti.
To say Nanasti where? Where the husband says Pesach Pesach.
In general, let's say she comes to marriage, she wants to inform him that, you know, that doesn't have the stone, so she doesn't get scared, so she informs him beforehand. But she wouldn't say that she was Nanasti.
The question is, once he says Pesach Pesach, what kind of Gnai is it for her to say Nanasti? It's either Nanasti or Nazi. Nanasti sounds like the better one of the two. So we say she's lying. He walks in, he says, Pesach Pesach. She says, you're lying. It's not true. So we're assuming she's lying. And now we're saying maybe it was Ba'inus. How can we say maybe it's Ba'inus? If it was Ba'inus, she should say so.
She could be lying on that. Maybe it was Ba'inus. Maybe it wasn't Ba'inus at all. Maybe there were many points she could be lying on. And the Svek Svek is taking away those lines.
But why do we entertain the possibility of Einis? Kalaim Eloi Levisi, Kalaim Eloi Parati. So Kalaim Eloi Nivalti is saying I wasn't an Einis.
It's not going on what she's saying. It's not going on what she's saying at all.
Rav Shach has a Gevaldige Teretz. Isn't there Rav Shach's Teretz? Rav Shach answers, what's the whole Isser in Asugya? What's the Isser in Asugya? In Isser of Shavya Anav Shechat Yichid Yisurim. Right? In our Gemara, we're not looking for the truth. We're not looking for the truth, because the truth is we don't believe in Eid Echad, a man to say my wife was Mizan. Our whole sugya is what? It's Shavya Anav Shechat Yichid Yisurim. That he said words which created an Issa for him. Did he, when he walks into Bezdin, he says, Pesach Pesach Mitzasi, do those words create an Issa? Do the words Pesach Pesuach Matzasi create an Isser? No. Dr. Shach, no, because there's a Svek Seiker. There's evidence for what she said. Who cares what she said? The point of the Sugya is not, was she really Mizano or not? Because we don't believe him anyway. It's only Shavya Nafshei. Shavya Nafshei is only what he said. What are the words he said? The words he said were Pesach Pesuach Matzasi. So if those are the words he said, and there's a Svek Sveika, there's no Isser. Because the words, Pesach Pesach Mitzasi, don't create Isser. Because of the Svek Sveika. The evidence from the fact that she said, you're lying, and Kalayimer, I wasn't a Zanis, like you said, I wasn't an Einis, who cares about that? If Asugyu would try to find out the Emes, two Adim came and said she was Mizana, and she said it's not true, then it's Taka. She says it's not true, it's like she wasn't an Emes. But here, Asugyu is not trying to find the truth. Yeah, what we're learning. Our host of you are not trying to find the Emes. We're trying to find, according to his words, how does it come out? According to his words, that he said, Pesach Pesulim Etzasi, how do things work out? So that depends on his words, Shavya Nafshe. Now it doesn't matter what she said. It only matters on his words, Shavya Nafshe. This is how Rav Shach answers this question. Okay, so we spent 2 days on Shavya Nafshe. It will come up yet again, but the main focus of the sugya is Svek Sveika, which Mitzvah Hashem will start on Sunday. We'll start with the Taisis, and it would be a good idea to go through all three. Each of these three Taisis has Chidushim. And,